2 years ago, astronomers discovered a huge ball of frozen rock and ice a billion miles beyond Pluto. It's a little bigger than Texas, but scientists didn't know much else about it. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports that now researchers have found that its surface is covered with a puzzling form of ice.
The object is one of hundreds that have been found orbiting out beyond Neptune, but this one is unusually large. Astronomers named it after a Native American word for the great force of creation, it's spelled Q-U-A-O-A-R, Quawar, or Quaowar.
We call it Quack because we don't really know how to pronounce it.
David Jewett is an astronomer at the Institute for Astronomy in Hawaii, and last May, he and a colleague went to an observatory atop Mauna Kea, an extinct volcano. They pointed a fancy telescope at Quawar, and over two nights took what amounts to a single, very long exposure picture. The results are being published in the journal Nature. In the infrared part of the spectrum, they found what Jewett calls a weird and freaky thing, clear evidence for crystalline water ice. That's weird because in very cold conditions, like on Quawar, you'd expect what's called amorphous ice, where the molecules are all higgledy-piggledy. In crystalline ice, which typically forms at warmer temperatures, the water molecules are lined up in neat rows.
All of the ice in human experience, really, is crystalline ice. The ice in your freezer is crystalline, the ice in the snowflakes. So what we found is that even though Quawar has a very, very low temperature, even though it should, by that reckoning, be composed of amorphous ice, we see it to be composed of crystalline ice.
Implying that somehow, relatively recently, something warmed the ice. One possibility is that Quawar has been bombarded by teeny tiny meteorites that caused the ice to melt. Or there's another explanation, which David Stevenson likes. Stevenson is a planetary scientist at Caltech. He thinks the heat could have come from within, because the core should contain radioactive elements. These help melt rock inside the Earth, so why couldn't they help melt ice inside Quawar?
If the material came up from inside, then the word we would use to describe that, if we were talking about similar situations on the Earth, is volcanism. There may, of course, be other less exciting interpretations, but I'm intrigued by the possibility that a body as small as Quawar could produce volcanic activity.
If so, this could be a case of an old volcano spotted from the top of an old volcano. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.